It's the 16th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A local charity has turned down any further fundraising contributions from a loyal patron. Bedford Who Charity Con, held 10 days ago at the King's House in Bedford for fans of the Doctor Who television series, has supported Bedford Food Bank for the entire 9 years of its existence. Now, organisers are being told that the charity trustees will no longer accept donations from the group going forward due to vouchers being provided rather than food or money. The annual event recently raised more than £17,000 for a number of causes, including the food bank, just 10 days ago. The Charity Commission are now investigating why further donations will be rejected. Two schools in Luton will be shut down for the 2 days leading up to BBC Radio 1's big weekend at Stockwood Park. Both Chilton Academy and Darlow Primary School will close due to increased traffic and road closures. Students, instead, will be redirected to online resources and provided with home assignments. The CEO of East West Rail, Beth West, will be stepping down from the role after 2 years. She has bought the project that will link Cambridge to Oxford through Bedford to the point of its statutory consultation and has decided now, at the end of her contract, to leave the position. Miss West said, "As the company moves into a new phase, I've reflected that now is the time for me to move on with EWR Co. ready for the future whilst I'm ready for a new challenge." Work will soon begin on Bedford's Rushall Park Sensory Garden as a partnership between the Council's Parks Department and their Special Educational Needs and Disabilities Group. The project, expected to be completed in 6 weeks, was funded with a £40,000 grant provided by the East London Foundation NHS Trust. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.